26 games into the 36-game WNBA regular season, and the Chicago Sky became the first WNBA team this season to clinch a playoff spot. The Sky picked up their 20th win of the season with a 78-74 win over Seattle on Wednesday afternoon. The Sky got 18 points from Allie Quigley. Defending WNBA champions won their fifth straight. Brianna Stewart had a game-high 24 points in the loss for Seattle. Coming up tonight, the last-place Indiana Fever are at the second-best team in the league as they visit Las Vegas at 10 o'clock. Baseball resumes today for the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers are out west to face the Oakland A's in a straight doubleheader starting just after 3:35. The pregame show on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM is at 3:15. It's another off day for the Cubs and the White Sox. Friday, the Cubs are in Philadelphia, and the Sox will be home to face Cleveland. And if you didn't watch the All-Star game on Tuesday night, you weren't alone. The game averaged about 7.51 million viewers. That's down 9.7% from last year. NBA All-Star James Harden has signed a two-year deal to stay in Philadelphia, although he'll be making about $14.5 million less than he would have made last year. Charlotte Hornets and former Michigan State forward Miles Bridges pled not guilty to three felony domestic violence charges. He was arrested in L.A. County after assaulting his girlfriend in front of their two children. The governor of the state of California has a proverbial bee in his bonnet, and he's demanding an answer from officials from UCLA about choosing to move to the Big Ten Conference. Governor Gavin Newsom had a closed-door meeting with university officials about their move along with USC. USC is a private institution and not under state control. Newsom wanted to know how the move will benefit student-athletes and the financial impact to UC Berkeley. UC Berkeley is the other public university that California has in the Pac-12 conference. And with the Big Ten and SEC expansion and the growing media rights fees and financial impacts, officials with the ACC are looking to do the same. ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips said they're looking to close the gap with the SEC and Big Ten and says all the options are on the table. He did say that the widening gap puts doubts into the league's long-term future. And CBS Sports is reporting that Notre Dame wants at least $75 million to renew their contract with NBC. NBC currently pays Notre Dame $15 million a year. The reported new Big Ten media rights deal is expected to have payouts to Big Ten conference schools at more than $100 million a year annually after USC and UCLA join. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Thursday, July 21st, I'm Dave Wolf.